son of a chorus parak dalad mishnah dalad misha ain't a mumcha v'ra'as abachor v'nishchat apiv harezeh you cover. Somebody who is not a mumcha is not an expert at ascertaining whether a mum is a mum kavur or not, as a bechor cannot be shachted nowadays until it has a mum kavur, a permanent defect, which would render it unfit to be brought as a korban. And only a mumcha has the right to check out a mum to ascertain whether it's a mum kavur. Now this mumcha has to have rishus, he has to have permission from the nasi or from the benson of Eretz Yisrael to see mumit, to allow him to be matar bechor to shachted. And even though, as far as other things are concerned, somebody who knows well Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Pet, and he knows how to be Maven Dabar Mito Dabar, he can infer and understand one thing from another thing. He's called a Mumcha. And when it's public knowledge that he's a Mumcha, he's considered a Mumcha L'Rabim. And he can judge even Yechidi, even alone, without anybody else. But that's only as far as other things. But as far as seeing Mumin, only somebody who has permission from the Nasi or from the Bezin of Eretz Yisrael can see mum. And the Mishnah tells us, if this person who's not a mumcha, who did not have rishus from the nasi in Eretz Yisrael, from the best in Eretz Yisrael to see mum, and he checked out the mum and said that it can go ahead and be shachted, and they shachted up it, according to his psak, they shachted it, the bechor has to be buried, as his psak is not a psak, be yishale me beso, and he has to pay the value of the bechor to the owner, as he was mafted him, he caused him a loss, since now the bechor could not be eaten. But he doesn't have to pay the full value. If it's a behemoth daka, he would pay a quarter of the value to the coin. And if it's a behemoth gasa, he would pay only half the value to the coin. The reason being is that he didn't cause a vade hefsit, a definite loss. As maybe the mum wasn't really a mum, and even had he showed it to a mumcha, the mumcha wouldn't have been moderate. And maybe it would never have had a mum kavua before it died. Therefore, maybe it didn't cause him a loss at all. On the other hand, maybe it really was a mum, and he caused him a loss. So therefore, he pays half by behemoth gasa. But by behemoth daka, a small animal, he only pays a quarter. The reason being is maybe this mum wasn't really a mum. And the person would have had to raise the behemoth daka and feed it and take care of it until it got a mum. And that is a lot of tircha and expense. And he saved him from this tircha and expense since he shafted it right now. So therefore, he only pays a quarter of the value, as maybe it would have taken him a long time until it got a mum. On the other hand, maybe it would never have gotten a mum at all. So therefore, he only pays a quarter. Somebody who judges a din, and he did so incorrectly. He was mezaka, the person who was chayev, a person who was really chayev, and he said he was not chayev. Or he was mechayev a zakat, somebody was really not chayev, and he said that he's chayev. Timei es atar, v'tiher es atame. He was metame something that's really tar, or vice versa. He was metar something that's really tame. Masha asu yasu. The din that he judged is considered a din. He can't reverse the din, be a shalem mi beso, and he has to pay the hesed that he caused the person that he incorrectly judged from his own pocket. Now we're talking about over here, according to the person who holds that don dina de garmi. If you cause a hesed, a loss to somebody, even though you didn't do so be a dayim with your hands mamish, such as in this case, he didn't cause an actual loss be a dayim, just ayadeh, his incorrect psak, he caused a person a loss. This is called dina de garmi, and if you hold dina de garmi as chayev, so in this case, he would have to pay the person who he caused the loss. Now, if you hold dina de garmi as pater, he would only be chayev in this case if he caused a loss be a dayim. Now, what would be a case where the judge caused a loss be a dayim? For example, if he was mezake as a chayev, somebody is chayev somebody money, and there's a mashkin by the malva, by the lender, and he goes ahead be a dayim and takes the mashkin back and gives it to the loba, that's called a hesed be a dayim. Or when his mechayev the zakat, he goes ahead and takes the money from the zakat and gives it to the other party. Or when he metame the tahar, he goes ahead and says that something that's really tar is tame, and he goes ahead and metame it be a dayim just to confirm his psak, that's called being master the person be a dayim. Or when his metaher the tame, he says something that's really tame is tar, and he goes ahead and mixes it with other peiros that are tar, causing those other pairs to become tame. So in that case, he caused a hesed be a dayim. And even if you hold dina de garmi as pater, he would have to pay in this case. Bim haya mumcha lebez din pater milashalim. But if the person who judged the din incorrectly was a mumcha lebez din, he was a mumcha, and he had the right to judge afilu biyachidi, even by himself. In such a case, even though he judged incorrectly, he's pater from paying out of his own pocket. The reason being is that a person who judges incorrectly has to pay because the person who was caused the loss could tine against him. Why were you judging this case since you obviously were not equipped to judge such a case? You shouldn't have judged it at all. So therefore, the person has to pay. But this tine you cannot make against somebody who is a mumcha. The mumcha has a right to judge, and you can't tell him, why did you judge? Here, he just simply made a mistake. He had the right to judge, so therefore, he's parted from paying. Ma'isa b'parash nitla ha'em shalom. V'heichila rabbi tarpin l'klop. There is a ma'isa that somebody has a para, that the aim, the womb, was taken from it. And Rabbi Tarfon fed the para to the dogs. As Rabbi Tarfon paskin that the para is a trefa, it cannot live for 12 months, and therefore it cannot be shechted and eaten. Uba ma'isa lefnei chachamim behiti ruhu. And the ma'isa came in front of the chachamim, and they were matur. They said that just because the womb was taken from it does not make it a trefa, it could still live for 12 months. Amar todes harope, todes the doctor said, Ein para v'chazira yoitza melagzandria acheheim chodchenes ha'em shalah b'shvil shalot telet. He confirmed the psak of the Chacham that a para that had its womb taken from it can live for 12 months. As he said, a para, a cow, and a chazira, a pig, does not get taken out of Alexandria of Mitzrayim until the Mitzrayim cut off the aim, take out the womb from it in order that it should not give birth. The reason why they did this is because the paras and chaziras from Mitzrayim were outstanding, and they didn't want any competition. They wanted anybody who wanted an outstanding par and chazira to buy it from them. So therefore, they didn't want it to give birth in other countries. So therefore, they cut out the womb so it shouldn't give birth. And we see that the paras and chaziras that came from Mitzrayim lived more than 12 months. So we see that which the womb was taken out from it does not make it a trefa, and it's mutter to eat an animal that had its womb taken from it. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, hocha chamorcha tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said to himself, your donkey is gone, Tarfon. As Rabbi Tarfon held, since he paskin incorrectly, he has to pay the hefzer that he called the person that he fed his para to the dog. So therefore, he's going to have to sell his donkey in order to raise money to pay the person back. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon patarata. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Tarfon, you're patar. Shata mumcha lebezin. You're an expert that has permission for bezin to judge. V'choa mumcha lebezin patar milishalim. Anybody who's a mumcha lebezin is patar from paying, as we said earlier, that a mumcha lebezin does not have to pay even when he paskins incorrectly. Now the truth is that in this case, even if he was not a mumcha, he would not have to pay. The reason is because Rabbi Tarfon was toef Bitzvar Mishnah. He made a mistake on something that's an explicit Mishnah. As it's an explicit Mishnah in Chulin, that when the womb is taken from an animal, it's not a trefa. And when somebody makes a mistake in an explicit Mishnah, it's considered a non-psak, and the psak is immediately reversed, and therefore the person doesn't have to pay. It's as if he didn't make a psak at all. So therefore, that which Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Tarfon that his pater, because of the mumcha lebezin, what he was telling him was like this. In this case, you're pater in any case, because you are a toef bidvar mishnah. You made a mistake in an explicit mishnah. But even had you not made a mistake in an explicit mishnah, you were toef b'shiko hadas. You made a mistake in your reasoning, which had Rabbi Tarfon not been a mumcha, he would have been chayef to pay. But even so, Rabbi Tarfon would be pater from paying, as Rabbi Tarfon is a mumcha lebezin, is an expert who had permission from bezin to judge, and therefore, even in such a case, he would be pater. Somebody who takes wages in order to see b'choros and to check out the mum to see if it's a mum kavua, and you can shecht it. And you're not allowed to take schar for seeing b'choros, as the Chachamim were afraid that if the mumcha would take schar for seeing b'choros, then that would motivate him to say it has a mum, even if it really does not. So in such a case, ain shochtin al piv, even if he says it has a mum kavua, you cannot shecht al pi his sock, as maybe it really does not have a mum. Ela im kein haya mumcha ki ila b'yavna. Unless the person is a mumcha, like a person named Ila, who lived in Yavne. As Ila, besides being a mumcha, in Mumim, he also was a chassid, somebody very righteous, and the Chachamim did not suspect him that he would say it has a mum, even if it really does not. Shehitiru lo Chachamim lios noto arba isrois bebehema daka, beshisha begasa, bein tamim, bein ba'mum. The Chachamim were matir for Ila to take schar for seeing Mumim. They allowed him to take four isros. Isros is a type of coin. When he saw a behemoth donkey, he would take four isros. And when he saw a behemoth gasa, a large animal, he would take six isros. as it's more difficult to check out the mum on a behema gasa. The behema had to be thrown down and tied up so you can see the mum. And he would take this money in any case, whether it has a mum or it doesn't have a mum, even if it's tummit and he paskins that it doesn't have a mum and the person has to wait until it has a mum, he would take his money. So therefore, since he's a chassid and is also a baki b'mumin, and he takes a specific amount of money that Chachamim allow him to take, and he takes that money whether it has a mum or it does not, so there's no longer any reason to suspect the Chacham at all, and is allowed to take arba isra for a behemah daka and six for a behemah gaka.